The solid South that was for Carter is starting to crack. It's breaking up. He parades in the South as a conservative. He parades somewhere else as a liberal. You can't have it both ways. And so we're 2 points behind in Mississippi. We're ahead in the state of Louisiana. I think we're ahead in the state of Virginia. We're almost even in the state of North Carolina. And the South is starting to crack. And Governor Carter and Senator Mondale sense everything's going down the tube. They're getting a little nervous. Today, Senator Mondale, he's my friend. We've been in the Congress together. When he votes yes, I vote no. When I vote no, he votes yes. But we're friends. And if they had to pick two senators to be on the tickets and never change a vote in the Senate, they couldn't have found a better pair. But he said today in Kansas City, he says a lot of things. He even said that President Ford and this administration was responsible for increased suicides. A lot of that happening since the Democrat convention, but I didn't know what was going on before. But you're reaching quite a way to blame President Ford for that one. So today, Senator Mondale is saying, well, that President Ford tried to block the Watergate, that I tried to end the Watergate hearings, and all this comes from a senator who wasn't even present to vote on the Watergate committee itself. He wasn't even there. And we had several votes that day, 2 days, in fact, as I recall, some to extend the hearings, look into past years. Of course, the Democrats defeated those. They'd rather investigate Republicans. They don't want to investigate Democrats. Never have. So I think there's a little nervousness in the other camp. If you read the Time magazine poll, it's 43-43. It's a dead heat right now. I understand it's a dead heat in the state of Pennsylvania. And I would just say in closing that I don't care how you slice it. If you want a strong defense in this country, look at the record and give President Ford credit where credit is due. Because this year, for the first time in many, many years, we have some real growth in the defense budget. And I'm not booming defense because I want to spend money without some purpose. But it seems to me that we want a strong defense for one basic reason, and that's to keep the peace in this world. And that's all it's all about. We want nothing else but to keep the peace in this world. And John Hines mentioned gun control. It's in their platform. And Senator Mondale was one of 16 senators who voted for registration and licensing of handguns. One of 16. So they've got a record there. You ought to look at it. And my first assignment was in Seattle, Washington, where Governor Carter went out to address the American Legion. Not really, because he didn't say much. But he said, and he knew the American Legion heirs generally were against amnesty. So he stood up and said, I'm against amnesty, but I am for a blanket pardon. Well, I was new on the circuit my first day out, but I had it looked up in the dictionary, and I looked under amnesty, and it said amnesty, general pardon. And I thought, well, I'm new. I'd better check it out. And I made some phone calls, and I found out that it meant the same thing. So here he was again trying to have it both ways with the American Legion. And I said the next day that under the Ford Dole administration, there'll be no blanket amnesty, no blanket pardon, or no blanket clemency, and let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. There are still hundreds of missing in Southeast Asia. And it just seems to me that we've got to get our priorities right. We've got to get our ducks in order. And I'm going to concern myself more with those forgotten Americans in Southeast Asia than with those who forgot America and evaded the draft and otherwise left this country, and that's what it's all about. So I say, take a look at defense. We don't want to waste your money. But I think John Hines would agree, and I know Dick would agree, if you're going to sit down with a superpower, Russia or any other power, you're going to have to deal from strength. You can't sit down as number two in the world and say, let's make a deal. No way. There's no way. And all I ask Governor Carter is to tell us how you're going to cut $5 to $7 billion. In 75, he wanted to cut $15 billion. In 72, he said it would be a tragedy to cut the defense budget. You know, make up your mind, Governor Carter. Please give us your final offer before the election, Governor Carter. Tell us what you want for America, Governor Carter. Not just what you want for Governor Carter. We know what he wants. At any price, any promise. And he said himself, he likes to shade his views for different audiences. He doesn't shade his views, he shades his policies. And I just think America deserves better. And so when you're getting it all together, and this is a great start, no doubt in my mind, you've raised a good deal of money. And that's what we need in the Republican Party, but we need more than money. And I've said to my business friends in Lexington and a couple other places, and I used to sort of talk to the Chamber of Commerce in my state, I used to ask the U.S. Chamber, I said, please don't endorse me, I've got a tough race. You know. That's all they ever did. They put out the endorsement. U.S. Chamber endorses Bob Dole. Down I go, 10 points. Don't throw me any more anchors, please. And I say that respectfully, because organized labor knows how to put it together. And they never get asked about campaign reform. It never touches them. I understand all the problems in business. But I understand the free enterprise is at stake, too. And I understand, and I think I know who controls the Congress of the United States. They asked George Meany why he wouldn't run for president. He said, why step down? Why step down? I might add that Mondale's already picked his makeup man. George Meany's going to make him up for the debate. But we've got a lot at stake. We've got a lot at stake. Business has a lot at stake, and agriculture has a lot at stake, and the working man and working women have a lot at stake. They don't want more spending, more control, gun control. And I believe a great many are going to work for President Ford. And I just say with all the earnestness I can muster that I'm proud to be running with President Ford. He is a man of dependability, predictability. He demonstrated in the first debate that he knew what the problems were. He knew how to address those problems. He's going to demonstrate that same ability tomorrow night when it comes to foreign policy. And if we're concerned about America, and if you're concerned about the direction we're going to go for the next 4 years, it's all well and good to come here tonight. We appreciate it very much. But what we really need is about 30 more days of good, hard work. Again, not because we're Republicans and you're Republicans, not because it's President Ford, but because I believe he offers the best hope for America. And that's what it's all about. Thank you very much.
Is that a consolation prize to be raised or what?
Pardon?
that a consummation devoutly to be wished, getting off the trail for a few days?
No, I don't know. I just think that there are a lot of areas that we should be traveling in this next week, and because the campaign is moving in our direction. Not that I have all that impact on it, but... got to believe that our debate may give some viewers some insight on how we look, stand up, respond, but we can't make policy. Mondale can't take a different course than Carter has, and I'm going to take a different course than Ford has. I don't know really what we add to the equation unless somebody... wondering what kind of a president Dole or Mondale would make in case of some disaster. You know, I think it's far too. In fact, we haven't negotiated it finally, but it's not. It's not in the works yet. It's near the nearly completed. But I think 90 minutes is too long. It's enough to ask the American people to listen to the top men for 90 minutes.
Listen to
the two top men for 90 minutes. Yeah. I think 60 minutes is more than enough time for our debate. And we're pressing that point right now.
When you say you're looking over what... you've said, what Senator Mondale has said, and what the other debates have shown. Are you having any sort of skull sessions with people bouncing questions off you and things like that?
I haven't had yet. I assume maybe if we get the material together, which we don't have, that's one of the problems. We've got poor staff work. If we ever get it together in time, we'll probably have some skull sessions.
Happier with another format in addition to time, say an open debate? I mean, you said I think in the past that you've debated Senator Mondale on the floor of the Senate. But would you like to have something similar to that?
Well, I think there has to be some structure. I mean, I think you just open it up. I'm convinced that we have to sort of limit ourselves to what, in my case, President Ford has said, or in his debates or in the past. And I think Mondale is limited by what Carter said in the debates or in the past.
Yeah.
I don't believe we're going to go in there and break any new ground. I don't or embarrass our running mates. So if you look at it on that basis, you're rather limited what's going to happen in that debate. If you open it up, I don't know where it would end. In other words, it has to have some structure on domestic matters and foreign policy matters.
Is this what's holding up the final resolution of this thing? Is it the inability to agree on the areas to be discussed, or place, or
time? I think the place is pretty much resolved. Houston.
Houston. Yeah.
Beyond that, I think there's some question about the length.
Yeah.
I think 90 minutes is...
They want 90 minutes?
I think the night's... Yeah, they want 90 minutes. I think the night is... If you had to pick a bad night...
Yeah.
Every high school, as I said, all Team America is playing in there. I don't know how many million people will be watching high school football.
Top people were debating on Friday night. Would there be any fewer millions watching high school football?
Maybe a few, but I think if we're under any illusion that we're going to stimulate a lot of interest in our debate, I think there'd be some interest. I don't want to be misunderstood.
Yeah.
I just don't think that. I don't know how many people in America even know. Dole and Mondale, I assume more know us now than did before, but we're not up in the probably up in the 50% bracket, maybe higher. But so if half, I think some still think it's Bob Doyle, and others think it's Walter Mondale. You know, so I think we start on that theory that.
Well, what particularly then is the role of what kind of people can you approach? It isn't, in fact, I mean, if you study your schedule and Senator Mondale's schedule that I've done, that is one thing. It seems to me, without denigrating your job at all, that your role in Senator Mondale is largely concerned on getting on local television. Media markets are all important.
I think that's.
And you generally, I was looking at your schedule over the past few weeks, and you seem to hit about three media markets a day on the average. Today you're getting two, yesterday you hit three.
Yeah.
Is that the game plan, or does it happen that way?
Well, I think early on there was some theory that we should hit the major media markets for recognition purposes, so that people know who Bob Dole was. More recently, we've tried to go where we thought, for various reasons, we could, one, firm up our support, or increase our support, plus the fact that I'm doing the fundraising role. President Ford doesn't plan any fundraising, so I ended up in Pittsburgh last night and Chicago last week for Sam Young. Tomorrow. But it hasn't been, it's only been recently that I've been working with local. I think back when you started right before our trip into Chicago last week, we've had local TV and some of the writing press.
Well, last night you did taping.
And three tapings.
In Ohio, you were doing taping.
Yeah, we've been laying that on here the last couple of weeks. Yeah. As you might guess, you get a lot of flack from the local people who have a very important job too, so we've been trying to accommodate our interest and their interest, because we don't we're not on the network news every night. Let's face it, we are number two. And if Ford has done something or Carter, why they're I think our role has been president in the White House. We've now been in 34 states. Probably much like, I haven't looked at Mondale's schedule, but probably much like he's been going to their strengths and we've been trying to go to ours.
Yeah, that's
he's been in the South. Southern states.
Well, he's also been unions, universities, traditional Democratic
markets. Yeah. We have been, I mean, we've been on, what, six or seven campuses?
Yeah. Senator, thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you soon.
See you on the debate.
Well, inflation just cuts right across the board, and I think President Ford's recognized this for some time. Governor Carter, rather belatedly, when he said about 3 weeks ago in Plains, Georgia, that, well, maybe you might have to hold back some of the spending, phase in some of the programs, if there's any indication it would increase the rate of inflation. Inflation is probably the most cruel tax there is. It just it doesn't end, and it cuts straight across the board. I'm pleased to, where's Jesse? I want to double check this. I just wanted to report on that good poll.
This is the Long Marketing poll, which is a very reliable poll in North Carolina, Bob. It forecast my victory in 1972 when I didn't believe it myself within one percentage point. And this past Monday reported that Ford has 53% of the support in North Carolina, Carter 37%, but the rest undecided.
Well, somebody said Carter would get all the undecided vote because he's so undecided himself.
That's right.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Senator, last night you seemed to respond to Mondale charges about Watergate and to the whole Butts business. Why did you feel it was necessary to respond?
Oh, I didn't think I responded to a lot of things. You mean in the speech?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wanted Mondale to know that I was still out here somewhere, that he could make those baseless charges. It indicates desperation and panic in their camp. I just hope Carter's not so desperate he says something tonight in the foreign policy debate that he can't apologize for. He can't pick up the phone and call some foreign country, as he called Mrs. Johnson, or as he apologized for his ethnic purity remark. He's in the big leagues now, and he's got to act like a big leaguer.
Senator Helms, how are those two issues cutting here? Watergate and Butts.
Not much at all, either one.
Senator, you were instrumental in getting that morality and foreign policy plank in the Republican platform. Do you expect that to be reflected by the president tonight in the debates?
Well, the president has told me that he's going to stand by the platform. He considers it a mandate, so I expect we'll see him defend that platform.
You mean the Helsinki business and Solzhenitsyn and so on?
I would think so. Of course, the president wanted to see Solzhenitsyn after the initial flurry, and it couldn't be worked out because of Solzhenitsyn's schedule.
But you were all Senator Dole, on the GAO criticism of the Mayaguez incident, right. They say that those Americans may have failure to negotiate
right.
Their release. What is your response to that?
Well, I think it's rather strange that 18 months or whatever months after the incident, the Government Accounting Office, an arm of the Democratic Congress, would make some finding. I'm not certain it's based on any military information at the time. I think the president made the right judgment. I assume that'll be discussed this evening. But the timing is highly coincidental. Coming out the night before the debate indicates to me that somebody planned very well, but the point is, was it a correct judgment? I think it was. The president will, I hope, expand on that tonight.
Senator,
last
President
question,
Ford
if we
has
can.
Been using White House aides paid by the Treasury on his political campaign full-time, including Dick Cheney and Mike Duvall. Do you think that's ethical to have the taxpayers pay for his political work?
I'm not certain. That's the question you should direct to the president. They're not working for me.
Thank you very much.